Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 18, 1804, day 5 of the expedition. Camped at St. Charles. In Captain Clark's journal entry for today, he mentions the Choteau brothers, who were prominent residents of St. Louis and later became quite famous as fur traders with posts in the West. Pierre Choteau founded a post in Montana, and a town in Montana is named after him. Mr. Lorimer was an agent of the United States on a mission to the wandering Kickapoo Indians. Captain Clark had work to do and writes about duties and gathering more supplies.
A fine morning. I had the boat and pirogue reloaded so as to cause them to be heavier on the bow than astern. Received of Mr. Lyon 136 pounds tobacco on account of Mr. Choteau. Gave out 10 cups and 3 knives to the French hands. Mr. Lorimer returned from the Kickapoo town today. He delayed a short time and set out for St. Louis. I sent George Drewer and Mr. Lorimer to St. Louis and wrote to Captain Lewis. Mr. Doucette made me a present of river cats and some herbs. Our French hands bring me eggs, milk, and etc. today. The wind, hard from the southeast. 2 keelboats came up this place from Kentucky today loaded with whiskey, hats, and etc. Wind from the southwest. Captain Clark, May 18, 1804.
Both Pierre and Auguste Choteau were reimbursed later for expenses as of this date. Many accounts were settled on the return of the expedition. Mr. Lyon was probably Matthew Lyon, who at this period was a resident of Kentucky and had a contract for army supplies. The Kickapoos were a wandering Indian tribe and had several settlements in Missouri about this time. River cats were probably channel catfish, but later, on July 24, 1804, the fish is treated as if it were previously unknown. Tomorrow, receipts for pay and lots of work.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Narration by Hal Hansen. Music courtesy of Makoche Records. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.